nothing.
Wait for it.
Attention all personnel. Report immediately to admitting ward and operating room. Attention all personnel. Report immediately to admitting ward and operating room.
You said I sounded a bit callous about my job in my last letter. Well, let me see if I can put it another way. At this particular mobile army hospital, we're not concerned with the ultimate reconstruction of the patient. We only care about getting the kid out of here alive enough for someone else to put on the fine touches. We work fast and we're not dainty because a lot of these kids who can stand 2 hours on the table just can't stand 1 second more. We try to play par surgery on this course. Par is a live patient.
Plant eye. I'll debride the wound, then we'll go in after the spleen, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Dish, look, clean that up for us. Will you put some suction in there? Give me a clamp.
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 Want to play a little doctor after we're finished?
Well, Harry, I think we're losing him.
Hey, Red, give us a little cross action here. Put in a fix, will you?
Give me one.
Everything under control?
Yeah, fine. But if you don't move, I'm going to have to cut around your B cups.
I don't want a Kelly clamp, Lieutenant.
But that's what you asked
for. Well, give me what I want, not what I asked for.
Hey, Ginger, put a clamp on his mouth. You can show us all your diploma later, Frank.
That's enough, Captain.
Oh, clever.
I can see well enough. Now, give me a sponge.
I can't see a thing in there.
Give me the retractor.
Let me have a clamp.
Which retractor?
The big one, the biggest one.
Come on, get your seams straight, Scorch. Give me a clamp.
Here we go.
Here.
Hold up.
Oh, lay off, Frank. I just had a hard day at the office.
Your conduct in there was not only unbecoming an officer, it was equally reprehensible as a medical man.
Frank, I happened to be an officer only because I foolishly opened an invitation from President Truman to come to this costume party. And as for my ability as a doctor, if you seriously question that, I'm afraid I'll just have to challenge you to a duel.
Swords or pistols?
I was thinking of specimen bottles at 20 paces.
There are ladies present.
Oh, sorry, baby.
Major to you.
Why, sorry, Major, baby.
You're both a disgrace to this outfit.
Oh, come on, Frank. We've all had 12 straight hours of meatball surgery in there. My brain is sending me urgent rest telegrams. You must be tired, too, after all that malpractice you put in.
You're dismissed.
Thanks, Mother. We gotta get up early anyway and fix MacArthur's hernia. Come on, Mary.
Tommy nursed this guy here.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, was that the one with the,
right, the one I was telling you about. Hi, Hoja.
She came to me once with a sore throat. She didn't mind my examining her tonsils, but she didn't understand why she had to take off her clothes.
It's a woman all over.
Best place for him to be.
Night, guys. I've left a call for 1967.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Hoja. Hey, that's good.
Finest kind.
Just like Mother used to make.
You know, we got to do it someday.
Throw away all the guns and invite all the jokers from the north and the south in here to a cocktail party. Last man standing on his feet at the end wins the war.
Guys, got mail. This Hawkeye. Trapper.
I don't feel like mail.
Go ahead, open it. They can't draft you again.
Bad news from my wife. She still loves me. Would you believe this? She still thinks I got sent to Korea as part of some secret plot to cheat on her.
Well, didn't you?
Yeah, but how did she figure it out?
Hey, ho, John! Come here. Sit down. I got a letter from Dean Lodge.
Is that a good place to stay?
Uh-huh. It's the head of my alma mater. Listen to this. Dear Hawkeye, as dean of the college, I naturally remember you very well. After my first autopsy, I mailed him a nervous system. Your request to enter the Korean boy Ho-John seems one of your nobler gestures, and since his academic record meets our requirements, we will be pleased to accept him this fall, provided you can get him here and also send me $1,000 tuition before the 15th. It was good hearing from you. If you do to the Army what you did to this college, America is finished. Yours sincerely, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, that's terrific.
How can I ever thank you?
You just go back there and become the best possible you can.
I go tell my folks.
Okay. Where are we going to get $1,000?
It's more like $2,000, you know, with transportation and clothing and everything. You can stay with my parents, so there's no problem there.
I don't know what the... We got to get the stuff in around, all right.
Maybe we could sell Spear Chucker while he's asleep.
There must be something we can sell. What does everybody want here? What do all these people want more than anything else?
To go home, or Tokyo, whichever comes first.
What do they really want?
Sex.
Ah,
except for those baseball perverts.
Let Radar print up some tickets, and you make up a sign.
Mind telling me what we're going to put on the sign?
All you can drink, $10 a head. Giant door prize, weekend pass for two in Tokyo. Lucky winner to share the company of a gorgeous nurse.
You want to raffle off a nurse?
Is that what I said?
Yes, sir.
Radar!
Radar! Don't do that.
Yes, sir. You want to see me, sir?
Yes, but let me say I want to see you before I see you.
Yes, sir, you want to see you, sir.
How did you know that?
That's why you called me.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted me to take those, sir?
Yeah.
Captains Pierce and McIntyre to see you, sir.
Show them in. Men, how are you, Henry?
How are you, Henry?
That's not what you guys came to ask. I mean, the last thing you want to know when you say, how are you, is how am I?
All right, Henry, let's skip the gristle and get right down to the bone. Now, what we want from you is two weekend passes so we can raise this tuition. See, what we want to do is raffle them off along with the company of one of our nurses whose heart and everything else is in the right place.
Seems like a good enough cause. Why don't I trust you guys?
Because we're not trustworthy.
Yeah, maybe that's it. How do I know you're on the level? Which nurse have you conned into doing this?
Well, I haven't approached her yet, but there can be only one choice. A girl with a face that doesn't quit. A girl with so much body, she should be continued on the next girl.
Lieutenant Dish.
Lieutenant Dish.
Lieutenant Dish will never agree to this.
Oh, but she will. Because inaccessible as she is to everybody else in this cruddy outfit, she's putty in the hands of the master.
Hawkeye, that makes me crazy.
My lips were made by Stradivarius. Dish, I have to ask you a favor.
How many times must I tell you? I'm engaged.
I'm engaged, too. Think of me as a dress rehearsal.
Always sneaking up on me.
Who sneaks up on you?
You really thrive on rejection. I'm trying to be faithful.
Hey,
take so much.
Are we anywhere near that point yet?
You said you wanted a favor.
Yeah, I'll tell you after I finish my lunch.
Sickening.
Animals.
Here's $10 for Radar's ticket. $10 for the painless pull. And $10 for the winning ticket.
Listen, you walk off with this raffle, we're going to be able to sell tickets to your lynching.
Don't worry about it. How are we doing?
Around 600. It's a little short, you know.
Oh, well. We haven't given everybody a chance to contribute.
Hey, what are you doing in Frank's gear?
Selling nickel nose a ticket. I know he wouldn't mind if he were alive today.
What are you doing there?
Oh, I just wanted to borrow your Bible, Frank.
Since when are you interested in the Bible?
I peeked at the end, Frank. The devil did it.
Shut up! Get off of there.
Hey, don't get physical, Frank. You'll blow your sainthood.
Just about as much as I can stand from you two, between your snide remarks and your corruption of Ho-John and your turning this place into a brothel.
Hey, hello, wait a minute!
Frank, I'm telling you, you drop that gin mill and your head's gonna go in the shop.
Listen, guys, I didn't know it was going to break.
Okay,
I mean,
it's all right, Frank. Don't worry about it.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'll give it another shot.
I thought he'd never leave. Henry, you have no idea what it's like to share a tent with a guy who thinks he's all 12 disciples.
Well, be that as it may, if I don't do something about this, Frank will report it to Hammond and he'll put my butt in traction. And get your feet off my desk. So I'm withdrawing the weekend passes. You can forget about the party and raffle business tomorrow night.
Oh, Henry, that's pretty regular army of you, isn't it?
It's just as well. I have to go down and see Hammond and Soul for a few days, and I wasn't any too happy about the party taking place in my absence.
What's this?
Weekend passes for the raffle.
When did he sign these?
When he thought he was ordering a ton of ice cream. Bud Ripple.
Attention, all personnel, both day and night shifts will be confined to duty in the admitting ward tomorrow night. All other activities are canceled. There will be no exceptions. By order of the acting commanding officer, Major Frank Burns.
Captain, put that down.
Happy days are here
again. What do you say, buddy?
Morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Hey, Frank, I'm glad you got here. You want to hear something really wild? What's that, Frank? Okay, Frank. Now, let's see that this patient gets all the rest he so badly needs. I say he should be sedated every hour on the hour.
Thank you.
Thank you. You still haven't told me how I get out of going away with the winner. Why do I get the funny feeling it's going to be you?
You don't trust me.
Not since the first time I found you hiding in my sleeping bag.
May I have the shuffle?
Excuse me. Oh. Excuse me, Father. Captain Pierce.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. My dance card's all full.
Where is he?
Who?
You know very well who. Major Burns. He's been missing for hours.
Oh, I thought you'd heard.
Heard what?
Frank's gone over to the enemy. They offered him $100 more a week and a royalty on bedpans.
When I find him, you'll be under arrest.
It doesn't bother me. My spies tell me three companies of Canadians attacked Hill 55 about an hour ago. By midnight, this place will be flooded with casualties. Personally, I don't plan to work if I'm busted.
Will you tell that to Major Burns?
Look, hot lips. Why don't you stop worrying about Elmer Gantry? Grab yourself a partner and give him a dancing physical.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You will live dangerously.
What can she do to us?
General Hammond, please. Tell him it's Major Houlihan. Major Margaret Houlihan. From Fort Benning.
Major Houlihan? Excuse me. Don't get up.
Yes, sir.
Frank! Frank!
First of all, I want to announce that because of your generosity and thirst, we've raised over $1,800 tonight. And that means that Ho-John's college career is off to a flying start.
Go team! My team! Yay, team!
Put that man in traction. And the next thing I want you to tell you is to get out your raffle tickets because this is when the whole thing hits the fan. And now the incomparable Lieutenant Dish. Stage, screen, and radiology will dip her sensuous claw into the bowl and pick the lucky winner. Here it is, ladies and germs. The name of the fortunate man who will spend a glorious weekend for two in Tokyo with the completely edible Lieutenant Dish. And the winner is... Father John P. Mulcahy!
Do I understand that the priest of this outfit has just won a weekend with a nurse in Tokyo?
It's a prayer come true.
Who are you?
Captain Benjamin Franklin Pierce. Who are you, Sarge?
What do you think this star means?
You're Tinkerbell?
This is Brigadier General Hammond, Chief Medical Officer of the Seoul Sector.
Oh, hi.
Which one here's McIntyre?
Yup.
You? and Pierce are both under arrest.
I'd like to get a second opinion on that.
What's the charge, General?
Breaking orders by having this party.
And handing out unauthorized passes.
The mummy strikes.
Major Burns, sir.
Hamilton.
Hot lips.
Those two, they're ruining this war for all of us.
Get your MPs, Henry. On the double.
Henry?
You two are going to be court-martialed.
In Tokyo?
San Francisco?
Right here's where you'll be tried, and right here's where you'll serve your time. Now get moving. You're under arrest.
Oh, and I'm afraid we can't do that, General.
No.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, I like
do
it.
The same thing
oh,
in his
sure.
place.
You can't do what?
Listen.
What?
Wait for it.
Those helicopters you're about to hear are going to be filled with Canadians who went to a different party tonight. Without us, a lot of those kids are not getting home from that party.
Attention, all personnel, report immediately to admitting ward and operating room.
Now, General, look. Hey, you can put us in the clink after. But right now, we got a job to do, and we're a little short-handed around here, and we can use all the help we can get. By the way, how are your hands? Steady?
Well,
dirty nails. Come on, let's get ready, man. Right there it is. I see the two. Okay, let me have the suture.
Okay.
Okay,
we got it. Okay,
I haven't put in a stretch like that for years, Henry.
Makes you remember what you're all about, doesn't it?
Rare!
Yes, sir!
How many times must I...
Yes, sir, I've alerted the general's pilot, so he's ready to take off at any time.
Now, I want you to alert the general's pilot to be ready to take off at any time. And that's an order.
Henry, those two maniacs are the best surgeons I've ever seen. Made me feel like a horse doctor in there. And make sure you don't lose them. Not even to me.
Yes, sir. Oh, you're not leaving now, are you, sir?
Oh, I've got to get back to the base, Henry.
Oh, I was hoping to give you a box of your favorite...
Cigars.
Thank you, Henry. Don't forget what I said.
Hey, where's he going? We're all set.
Forget it. He was too impressed to have you arrested.
He did it again. Screwed up in reverse.
I keep telling you, we gotta give up this preoccupation with keeping people alive or we'll never get out of here.
It's no use. We're doomed.
Maybe we should start using rusty instruments.
Stop washing our hands.
Raise our prices.
Hi there.
Couldn't help noticing in the operating room.
Great the way you gave up.
Come on.
Those are right.
Come on. Too early in the morning.
I'd like to work with the sponge this morning. Terrific.
It'll always be yours for eternity.
Attention, attention. The following personnel are assigned to the 4077 Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Alan Alda. Wayne Rogers. McLean Stevenson. Loretta Swift. G. Wood. Larry Linville. Gary Berghoff. Karen Phillip. George Morgan. Patrick Adiarte. Timothy Brown, Odessa, Cleveland.